Amen. Thank you, families. Let's take our Bibles, please, and turn to the book of Matthew. In light of our Sunday school presentation this morning, I'd like to just share a thought or two concerning children and the greatness of a child and becoming as a child. Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 to 4. The Lord Jesus loved children. In fact, He made reference to children and He used children as examples. And the question was asked by the disciples here in verse number 1, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And the Lord Jesus uses a young child to illustrate what true greatness is all about. Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 to 4, the Bible reads, at the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto Him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Within this passage of scripture, we find the disciples arguing amongst themselves as to who will be the greatest in the coming kingdom. In Mark chapter 7, verses 21 to 23, the Bible teaches us it's from the heart man speaks. What we say and do is simply a manifestation of what is within our hearts. And the Bible teaches us here in verse number 1 that the disciples asked that question, who will be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And in the Lord Jesus, in answering this question, calls for a little child and sets this little child in the midst thereof, and He answers that question, what is true greatness all about? Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And as He placed this little child in the midst of this group of individuals, the disciples, the Lord Jesus went on to say in verse number 3, said to these men, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. We live in a day in which people are in pursuit of greatness. It was Muhammad Ali who cried out, I am the greatest. And I'm not sure if he would say that today. With his Parkinson's disease, I'm not sure if he would be so boisterous as he once was. Some would say, well, Steve Jobs, he was a great man. Well, he's no longer here. And I hope he's in heaven. I'm not sure, I doubt it very much. Greatness is elusive when it comes to the world's philosophy of greatness, and it's so different to what the Bible teaches concerning what true greatness is all about. See, greatness, according to the Scriptures, is in reference to being a child of God. See, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now the reference to the kingdom of heaven here in verse number, the third verse, is in reference to eternity. Being a part of God's family. Being a child of God. And the Bible teaches us that we need to be converted. We need change, because the Bible teaches us that we are sinners, unrighteous before a holy God. And God in His wisdom took a young child is a wonderful illustration concerning humility. There in verse number 4, the Lord Jesus said, "Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child." Humility needs to be evident before a person can be converted and become a child of God and understand what it means to be truly great in the eyes of God. These men were squabbling as to who will be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And the Lord Jesus made reference to the fact that we need to be converted. A converted individual is considered great in the kingdom of heaven. The word converted here means to be changed, to have new life. The Lord Jesus put it this way, you must be born again. You must be born from above. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. Our physical birth enabled us to enter this world. But my friend, we are in need of a spiritual birth. We are in need of being born again. If you are to be great in the eyes of God, then you need to be a part of the family of God. And the Lord Jesus illustrates that by taking a little child. And so likewise, the Bible teaches us, but to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, or the children of God. So it's by no coincidence that the Lord Jesus used a child to illustrate the fact that we need to be converted in order to be a part of God's family and have the privilege of entering into God's kingdom. As we consider the humility of a child, I'm mindful of three basic areas. I'm mindful of area number one. A child is normally, in normal circumstances, a child will readily admit, "I need help." A child has the capacity, the humility, to say to mum and dad or to an adult leader, "I need help." And my friend, if we are to be converted, if we are to become a child of God and become a part of His kingdom, we must admit that we are in need of help. We are unrighteous before a holy God. And the Bible teaches us in the book of John chapter 3 that the wrath of God abides within. So we need help. And my friend, before you and I can become a child of God, we must admit that we need help. We have all fallen short of God's standard of perfection, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the Lord Jesus used the humility of a child to illustrate this very fact. In order for you and I to be truly converted, we must understand that we are not good before a holy God. We are unrighteous. We are sinful. And the wrath of God abides within us. The wages of sin is death. And before a person can be converted and become a child of God, that person must be willing to humbly admit, "I need help, for the wages of sin is death." That's our just deserve. That's what we deserve because we are sinners before a holy God. We need God's salvation. And there are many people today, men and women, that will not receive Christ as Savior because they will not exercise the humility that's necessary to cry out to God and say, "God, I need help. I need a Savior. I am a sinner." But also I'm mindful concerning the humility of a child. Not only will a child be willing to admit that they need help, but also we find within children a teachable spirit. It's often been said that children are like sponges. They're ready and willing to soak up information and input. The humility of a child, in a willingness to admit that they're in need of help. But secondly, I find within the humility of a child, which is necessary for conversion, the Lord Jesus said, except ye be converted. We all need conversion. We all need to be born again, because that which is born of the flesh is flesh. We need a spiritual birth. We need to be born from above. That's what the phrase born again means. We need to be willing to learn. We need to have a teachable spirit. It's wonderful to have the privilege of teaching children. And I'm sure that our Sunday school teachers would readily admit this morning, one of the greatest privileges that they have is to mould young lives for God's glory. So it's just so important that we impart truth to our young people, to our children. The humility of a child is evident in a teachable spirit. The humility of a child is evident in a willingness to say, Dad, I need help. Teacher, I need help. Will you please help me? My friend, if we are to be converted, we need to have a teachable spirit. There are so many people in this world that have made up their mind concerning how they will pursue the issue of eternal life. And these individuals are not teachable. And we find as we approach these individuals and we try to converse with them concerning the teachings of Christ, often the response is, well, that's good for you, but that's not for me. No, thank you. I'm doing it my way. But my friend, if you are here this morning, if you are to be a part of the family of God, then you and I, we need to be teachable. Just like a little child can illustrate a teachable spirit. The Lord Jesus said, we are in need of conversion. Life is not about achieving. It's about being, becoming a child of God. That's where true greatness lies. A teachable spirit. And my friend, if you're here this morning and you do not have the complete assurance of eternal life, may I encourage you to be teachable this morning and allow the Bible to teach you. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Bible teaches us that we are not saved by our own works, but it's a free gift of grace by faith, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. If a person is to become a child of God and be truly great in the eyes of God, that person needs conversion. My friend, you cannot earn your own way to heaven. All our works of righteousness are as filthy rags, the Bible teaches us. There's nothing we can do in our own strength to merit the favour of God. But the Lord Jesus Christ, just over 2,000 years ago, died on an old rugged cross. And upon that old rugged cross, He shed His blood for you, for me. He paid for our sin in His own body. And the Bible teaches us that He was buried. And on day number 3, the Bible teaches us that He arose from the dead. The wonderful resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. God the Father, in the power of God the Spirit, raised Christ from the dead. And with that resurrection and that ascension back to the Father, there is an opening for you and I to have eternal life and receive God's gift of a home in heaven. But my friend, you must be teachable. We must be teachable. As I consider the humility of a child, I'm mindful of a teachable spirit. But last but not least, as we consider the humility of a child, the Lord Jesus said, except you be converted and become as a little child, unless you have the mindset of a little child is prepared to say, help me. A little child is prepared to say, teach me. But also a little child is willing to be led. A child is willing to be led. See, salvation is not a process. The Lord Jesus said, except you be converted. There needs to be a point of change in your life and in my life. Salvation is not a matter of a process where we get involved in different disciplines. Salvation is simply you and I crying out to God and saying to God, God, I need help. I'm a sinner, but I'm teachable. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins and that you were buried and you rose again. I believe that. But also, Lord Jesus, I'm willing to be led. I'm willing to allow you to be my Savior. See, one of the marks of a child, the humility of a child is found in a child's willingness to be led. And that's why, parents, we need to be careful lest we lead our children astray. And adults, we need to be careful lest we lead our children astray. We're accountable. These young people are watching us. These young people see our attitudes. They listen in on our conversations. They observe our actions. And either we are leading our children in the ways of godliness or we are leading our children in the wrong way. Paths of ungodliness. The importance of an example cannot be overemphasized. Because children are willing to be led. The humility of a child is evident in that child's willingness to be led. As a general principle, you understand what I'm referring to. A willingness to be led. And my friend this morning, if you and I are to be converted, then we need to allow Christ to lead us. We need to believe in our heart that God has raised Him from the dead. And we need to be willing to confess with our lips the Lord Jesus. And the Bible teaches us, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. See, what's true greatness all about? True greatness is about becoming as a little child. Becoming a part of the kingdom of heaven. The Bible teaches us we are in need of conversion. And the key ingredient to this conversion is that word humility. In verse number 4, whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Humility must be evident in your life, in my life. Before we can possibly be converted and become a part of the family of God. The humility to cry out to God, God, I need help. The humility to say before God, God, I'm teachable. And the humility to say to our blessed God, God, please lead me in the way I should go. Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Well, the Lord Jesus answered that question by simply placing a child in their midst and sharing with this group of disciples that, listen, true greatness is not about achievement in this world. Greatness in the sight of God is simply becoming a child of God, being converted. But in order to be converted, there must be humility. A willingness to humble oneself before a holy God. A willingness to say, God, I need your help. I am a sinner. God, I'm teachable. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. You were buried and you rose again. God, I'm willing to be led. I'm willing to receive you as my personal Savior. Let me ask you this morning, are you a child of God? Please don't allow the pride of this world to hold you back from receiving Jesus Christ as Savior. Oh, the Lord Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, there will be many in that day that will say, Lord, we've done all these things in thy name. But the Lord will say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. And one of my greatest fears as a pastor is to preach the Word of God and to have people within my church family, even members within my church family, that really do not know Jesus Christ as Savior. My friend, there must be humility before we can be saved. The humility of a child. A child illustrates the wonderful quality of humility which leads to greatness. Well, humility needs to be a part of your life and my life, even beyond conversion, does it not? As a child of God, we are in need of God's help day by day. As a child of God, I need to be teachable. And as a child of God, I need to allow God to lead me along. Humility is the key to greatness. And this greatness begins with conversion. And my friend, this morning, the Lord Jesus said, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Are you a child of God? Are you really a child of God? Have you received Jesus Christ as your Savior? Listen, you'll need to humble yourself in order to be converted and become a child of God. Don't allow pride to rob you of that eternal life that God wants to offer you so freely and so willingly. Don't allow pride hold you back. Please, brethren, don't have the mentality, well, I'll just do it my way. Oh, my friend, John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father except by me. It's not a matter of you and I doing it our way. It's God's way alone that leads to eternal life. But you'll need to humble yourself. You need to be willing to say, God, I need help. I'm a sinner. God, I'm teachable. I believe you died for me. And God, please lead me. I want to receive you, Lord Jesus, as my personal Savior. Are you a child of God this morning? Have you been converted? Greatness is evident in the humility of a child. And once we become a child of God, we continue to be a child of God. And as a child of God, may God help us all to constantly cry out to Him for help. May God help us as children of God to be teachable and to allow God to lead us. These are marks of humility. And these marks are evident in a young child. And my friend, if you're here this morning and you have yet to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, don't delay. Not a process. It's an issue of just becoming a child of God, being converted. Don't put it off because you might not have another day to think about it. Let me encourage you to make that decision today. And for those of us that are children of God this morning, let's have the humility to just maintain a childlike faith, a childlike spirit, not a childish faith. We know what childishness is like, do we not? It's not difficult to work that out. We see it all the time in our streets, in the shopping centres. Not childishness, but a childlike faith. The humility to simply say, Lord, I need your help. Lord, teach me. Lord, lead me. Humility, which is the opposite of pride. Humility leads to greatness. And as these disciples were squabbling over who will be the greatest, the Lord Jesus said, it's all about humility. It's all about humility. Just seeing yourself as God sees you and becoming as a little child. May God bless His word to our hearts this morning. Every head bowed, please. Every eye closed. Thank you for listening.